Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Let the world know that you care. You will be there.
what fun it is to write and sing a singing song tonight. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What fun it is.
Good morning, happy holidays to everyone. Hope you had happy and a merry Christmas. Play a few songs for you. Santa Claus coming to town. Hopefully Santa Claus did come to town for you. Good morning, everyone. This is Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith on Cheryl's World by way of Andrew's World. Want to wish everyone the happiest holiday season and hope we have a very prosperous new year. I know a lot of family and friends have come in and visited. We hope you all had a good time. I am just a little under the weather, but you know what? Hey, that's what it is. You keep moving, you keep moving, and you keep moving. I want to wish everyone again the very best. As always, read your African American newspapers. I want to make sure that you get the story told the right way. And I always say that because a lot of journalists, there's always a different spiel, whether it's the glass is half full or half empty. That is what we try to do here at iMessenger Enterprises. And always, Cheryl has beautiful publications out there. My iMessenger, which is a weekly magazine that's online, as well as the Garland Journal and the Texas Metro News. So you keep things going by reading these African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We want to make sure that you stay in touch because, you know, some people keep it the way it is, but we keep it just as black as it needs to be. As we bring this year to a close, so much is going on, so much has happened, and we want to make sure that we cover a few things, just to recap the year. We'll look at some of the people who started the year out with us and didn't make it. But you know, that's what you do. You reflect on this end of the year. Again, top stories all over the world. People get kidnapped. More shootings over in Chicago. You know, is it going to ever end? You got fires in California. you know, it's something. What is this telling us, all this crazy weather? In Dallas on yesterday, 75 degrees. It has dropped now at least 30 degrees, 30 to 40 degrees. And now we're in the 40s, upper 40s, in some places even the 30s. What is this world coming to? Fires, earthquakes, mudslides. Wow. Tornadoes. Tornadoes hit in the Dallas area. 8 people killed. I'm telling you, when you get these warnings, please pay attention. Out at North Park Mall here in Dallas, they shut the mall down, made sure that all the people that were inside were safe. They put them in the various stores just to make sure everything is fine. So much is going on. We're going to try to cover it. We got a little over an hour. Hopefully we'll get some callers to share some of the good things that have happened. In their lives in the last couple of days, weeks, years, any New Year resolutions, we want it all right here on the air. But again, a lot of damage was done in Dallas area. And I apologize for that. Collin County had some 3 deaths in Collin County, which is the next county above me. I'm telling you, winds were 60 miles per hour. I looked outside and my Santa Claus was on the ground. So, you know, I've had him a few years, so, you know, I'm going to pick him up. And actually, Santa wasn't out. I apologize. My reindeers fell down. So I want to pick that up. Had some family in town, family from Bangkok. Family from Atlanta. We had friends and family from Chicago, Longview, Pensacola, Baton Rouge, just to name a few. A lot is going on, you know, and I hope everyone have a safe return. Open the new year, get everything that you want. I know it's a low percentage New Year's resolutions that are being done. However, we want you to try to stick to them as long as you can. I know it's a tough task, but it can be done. It can be done. Again, Andrew Wiggum sit in. Sorry for the delay. Had some technical issues that were going on. And we'll get it straight, you know, as we always do here on the air. Tell me what happened or what has gone on in 2015 that you hope doesn't happen in 2016. We know we're going to open things up, and I'll start out with everything. And, you know, a few things happen, and I always be thankful to God because I know that He's not going to let you do or handle any more than what you can. And that's the key to it. And I was able to get some things accomplished, open up some new avenues, and just wanted to, just get through the year. But hopefully 2016 will be a better year, better for the kids, family, everything, of just making sure that with hard work, things can be accomplished. I don't call them setbacks, but sometimes, you know, if it's for you, you're going to get it. I have to keep that in my mind. People purposely trying to do things to you, maybe on your work job, but you know, get you some daily words, stay prayerful, because during these tough times, everybody needs to work. I don't know anybody that doesn't need to work, but we have to keep our mind on, our eye on the prize and stay focused on what we're doing in order to reach our goals. And my New Year's resolution is health. For everyone, the opportunity to gain knowledge and make a difference in someone else's life. Those are my things. I think they're well within reach. Can't get too far-fetched on it, but everything is fine. Christmas went by, a lot of kids wanting tons of things. I think the hottest gift was the Segway running about 500. But for those fans who purchase those Segways, please, please be extra careful. Extra careful when it comes to those battery charging, because they start sparks and fires. But we'll get to more than joyful. Let me go through the news, especially in the Dallas area. Garland police reported that at least 15 people were hurt in the storm. 1,600 structures were damaged. And, you know, I've actually been in a tornado, and it definitely sounds like a train in glory. It was, you know, Collin County, Dallas, northeast Dallas County. You know, severe storms and tornadoes through North Dallas, or should I say North Texas, killing at least 11 people in the latest incident of deadly weather in the nation. The storms hit Dallas suburbs Saturday evening, with Garland suffering the most casualties. Okay, it's just unbelievable. If you know somebody in that area, please give them a call so that you can check and make sure everyone is okay in that area. Ellis County, which is south of the Dallas County, or Dallas proper, as well as DeSoto. I mean, call some friends down in DeSoto and make sure that they're fine. But if you know anybody in those areas, from Ellis County all the way through Dallas County, Collin County, Rockwall County, Tarrant, just in the Dallas metroplex, again, severe weather went through last night. 11 deaths were reported. Over 600 structures were damaged. Again, people, we need to wake up. Something that's going on, drastic change in weathers, unseasonable Christmas, you know, where you don't get any cold. Friday reminded me of being in Florida, 75 degrees on Christmas Day in Dallas, Texas. Who would have thought it? We don't know what is coming, but you live it like it's 1999. They're expecting icy conditions, snow, strong winds in Oklahoma up to Kansas, and potentially down in Texas. So if you looked at the bowl game on yesterday, there was a snowstorm in El Paso, which is in the southwest corner of the state. And they had University of Miami playing, and I thought that was quite interesting. A lot of kids that grew up near South Beach got a white holiday season. Never would have thought it, but it happened. And it's exciting to behold. I am still waiting on my first white Christmas. Never had one. Never had one. As always, please read your African-American newspapers, and let me know, how did you spend your Christmas, as well as let me know how and what you have for New Year's resolution. Go ahead, caller. Good morning. You're on air. Happy holidays. As the caller gets themselves together, again, I just wish everybody prosperity and peace of mind in 2016. I know that 15 is almost out of here. It's full of excitement, adventure. You know what? I think every year we start out wanting good health and prosperity, things of that nature, not only for yourself, but family and friends. And I wish that for everyone. We had some up and downs, and if life wouldn't be the same if it didn't have up and downs. But again, we have to stay focused. And remember that, again, the good Lord won't put any more on you than you can handle. We have a caller. What are some of your New Year's resolutions?
Talking to me, Anna?
Yes, good morning. Happy
good
holidays.
Morning, Angel. Happy holidays good. To you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming into Andrew's world this morning.
No problem.
Okay. So, first of all, how did you spend your Christmas? Any good news or any good activities doing so far in this holiday season?
I spent Christmas at the Gaylord, Texas, with Thomas Garner, and the Garner family got engaged, had an engagement party.
Wow,
so
wow.
Thomas Garner has just been engaged to Taylor.
And, you know, I think about the young man that you're talking about, Thomas Garner. I know his parents, and of course, you know the parents. You've been knowing them for years. Probably was around when the kids were born.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the young man, go through high school and go through college, and now he's a minister, a young minister. And
yes.
We wish him the very best in that plight, because times can be challenging. But I think it's remarkable when a young man, or really any person, when they decide that they're going to be part of the clergy. We just want to continue to pray for him. It's at a young age, because we think about when we were young, the things that we did with may not be mentionable on a Sunday morning, but, you know, we have fun. And for him to commit his life to Christ at such a young age, and to be part of the clergy, is says something itself. So I want to wish them the very best. So how was the event?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. The Gaylord was fantastic. The ice sculpture thing was wonderful. And we hope to plan to go next year. It was so enjoyable. It was more than 60 people in attendance at the dinner. It was very
wow.
good.
And I'm sure they had some proud parents on both sides.
Oh, yes.
And grandparents. Right. Now, was a young lady surprised? Was it a surprise engagement party?
Yes, it was a surprise. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And everything went well? She accepted?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, we talked about this earlier. Right. And, I haven't seen too many people accept and not accept. It puts a lot of pressure on individuals, but it's good that everything came out well for the potential or the future newlywed. And I want to wish them the very best.
Well, I think the people that have these big engagements like that have already discussed it and have had some plans and expectation of each other that it was coming. So, I mean, it's usually a relationship that has flourished and is doing well, and they have both decided this is the route that they want to go eventually, and this the engagement is the announcement to the world.
Right, right. And I can look at it like that because, you know, knowing when that there's a 50-50 chance that they may say no, it won't be a public event in my life. But again, want to wish them the very best. And I know his parents having everything to do with it. I know it was a Shang Dang Noodle.
Yes, very nice.
And that's good. You know what? And this is what I take from that too, Gwen. As parents, we want the very best for our kids.
Exactly.
You know, and I tell everybody, it doesn't take a lot of money. If you got it, God bless you and utilize it. But the same excitement, the same happiness can be garnered with the support of parents that may not have much money, but you support these kids. Because their potential is beyond countless measures. Because you don't know, some of these young kids, they're starting out a lot smarter than we were. They're more equipped to do other things. And, you know, you just give them your blessing and wish them the very best. Because, again, the sky's the limit. And, we've all started at that point. And then things change when you get a family. And when you get a family, you know, you have to refocus your interests. So him being a pastor, I'm sure he's going to encounter some of the things that he has not encountered through his reading and study. But I'm sure the parents on both sides are going to give him some of the ups and downs that are associated with a marriage. And just stay prayerful. Communicate. That's the key. And good things can happen for those nuptials. Again, the Garner family. And what was the young lady's name?
Taylor.
Okay. Want to wish Thomas and Taylor the very best this morning. Happy holidays to them. And hope they have a very bright future together. And look, Gwen, from now on, I guess we can call them TNT. And they're going to blow up the world. And for those who listen, to blow up in a good way, not you know, you have to be careful what you say now, Gwen, because of Terrorist Act. But TNT is a connection, you know, making big things happen, making a big show in the future. Again, we wish them well. Now, with the new year, do you have any new year resolutions or...
Well, of course.
What you would like to share?
We all want to start out the new year in hopes of doing something better than
right.
the previous year. I guess mine would be to get out of financial debt is my goal. It's my goal for 16.
Yeah, because, you know, 2015, a lot of ups and downs in our lives. You know, again, there's no more. God won't put on you no more than you can handle. So I truly understand that. And, you know, sometimes we feel like the world is coming to an end and you have these hurdles to climb. But you know what? We made it. 15 is almost completed in the books. 16, I hope everyone just be prosperous. Again, mine has always been, Gwen, be prosperous. Be healthy and make a difference in someone else's life. And I think that's attainable. You know, we always start out and lose weight and do this, do that. And it start out good, but most New Year's resolutions are broken within the first 3 months. Some don't even get out
when the spring, the springtime hits, then your resolution go down the drain.
Oh, absolutely. Down the drain, off the plate, in your mouth, out in the drain, back in the drain. So it's just so much that you look at. But I know you live in the southern sector of Dallas. Any damage with that bad weather yesterday?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm not a. I was in most of the day, so and
okay.
night. So.
Well, a lot was going on. Go ahead.
Say that again.
No, in the southern sector, especially over in Garland, Garland, Rockwall, in the whole area, they're saying now at least 11 people were killed.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Storm started
wow.
like Waxahachie, came up 35, 45, worked eastward, Garland area, Rockwall.
What?
11 deaths over in Garland alone. They said 15 people were hurt during the storm at 600 structures were damaged.
Wow.
So if we know people in those areas, please give them a call, reach out, make sure everything is fine. Just amazing. When I was telling everyone before you got on that Christmas, it was in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And then now, today, we're in the 40s. You know, what's really going on with the weather, El Nino, or whatever? You know, like, we need to get ourselves together because you never know what's going to happen.
Right, right. Wow.
Now we're expecting some potential snowfall. It's like, wow. I know in West Texas, Amarillo, they're getting it. They even had snow yesterday in El Paso. And one of the bowl games featured kids from Miami who probably have never seen snow. And they had to play in it. So they probably was excited even though the game didn't go their way. It was just something that the kids never expected to see. And then yesterday, my kids were over at North Park Mall when all this was going on. You know, they shut the mall down. They left.
Yeah,
left,
I heard that they shut this.
Shut the mall down and
they
kept
shut
all the
mall
people
down.
On the inside. They
wow.
kept the people all on the inside. And I thought that was a good move. I called, you know, called the kids back and forth. Of course, they've been looking for a reason not to come home early. But, you know, they were supposed to be back at 8. They didn't get back to about 9, 9:30 because North Park Mall was in a direct lane, direct pathway. Everything was coming up 35 going through Highland Park area and then going eastward from there, 635. When they were calling it like it was drive, they were driving to Highland.
Hello?
So I'm on the side of 45 and uh-huh. Central Expressway came up 635 and then hit that northeast corner like Garland. It's just amazing.
Mm.
And I think about that day we were at work when Lancaster, Texas suffered a lot of damage due to a tornado that actually came
mm-hmm.
up through the southern sector of Dallas. And we had to put those patients out in the hallway.
Right.
Away from the lab. And, you know, we've always had that, what is it called? Cold brown, not cold brown, cold black for tornado or inclement weather. And, you know, pulling this off was just unbelievable. You know, we go through so many drills, but the staff really pulled together, got the ICU patients out in the hallway. We made sure those who could not move, we made sure that they were behind the columns that were built in the room, just kind of out of harm's way. But luckily, we didn't have any casualties or any incidents related
right.
to that particular matter. But I didn't hear any sirens yesterday in my area, but we got a lot of breaks in the television programming about the from Emergency Weather Service about it. So, so much is going on, and we just pray that those families who lost people in those storms.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
You know, Gwen, I always think about the holiday season. You know, we think about the joy, but that those families will be forever marred with the holiday season because of losing loved ones. So we
yeah,
all should be
losing their homes and property and stuff. You're right.
Right. You know, a lot of us are so thankful for what we have. But then again, a lot of people who are less fortunate today because of the storm from yesterday. So we pray that the American Red Cross and other organizations help these people get back. You know, a life is precious, but, you know, again, people have died, but those who have lived, we hope that they can get back on track. And a lot of memories. You think about when you lose a thing to natural disaster, whether it's fire, water, tornadoes, earthquakes. You think about the memories that are lost. You know, you talk about the pictures and photo albums and different things that people may have had for years and years that it's almost starting over, literally.
Right.
So not
right.
only mm-hmm. the visual deficit has been created, but some of the emotional and some of the folklore that these people have had all their lives that might have been traded from generation to generation is now lost. And that's like losing your history totally. And again, my prayers and my heart goes out to those individuals in the Dallas Metroplex area that lost loved ones. And throughout the world, there's crazy weather going on. Again, we got to get right. We got to get right because we don't know when the time nor the hour that Jesus will appear. And then secondly, mm-hmm. we don't know, you know, when our last days. I love that song. Party like it's 1999 because 2000 at that time when he says it's over.
Uh-huh.
So we never know. Enjoy it like it's 1999 and just keep going and make the most of every day.
Mm. So it's possible chance of snow today? Yeah.
It's just,
wow.
It's just so heartfelt. But as we approach, we got 40 more minutes left of this telecast. Again, I apologize for the little delay. A lot of power outages. And even over here, the internet, the wireless internet was out. And then we finally got it up and got started this morning.
Wow.
Over here. Luckily, we don't have too many lines above ground. But the grid had a lot of resetting and everything. My reindeer is not on this statue. It's down in the yard. Luckily, it tripped the lights off on that panel. And the lights went out last night on the yard. But everything's working this morning. Back up to speed. And we just go. Well, stay with me for a minute. I'm going to talk about not only some of the things. What were some of the memorable things? And I'll start with you. Some of the memorable things that you remember, whether it's national, local, global, that happened in 2015. That you can And that's okay if you look. If you got to think, I was just thinking about all the killings of people. We think about the young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the young lady down in Prairie View. They actually acquitted the people in the jail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, things of that nature that all happened this year. And you know, where are we going with that? All the killings in Chicago, Ferguson, South Carolina, Florida. You know, you just go on and on. And again, I thank God for the event of the cell phone. Because if it wasn't for some of these cell phones, we won't know what has occurred. We wouldn't have an idea. And even these dash cams, you see these cops with them on their cars, and they're still getting into uh-huh. mischief with our audience. And it's just really, really, you know, heartbreaking. And then I think about all the friends that we lost, and I want to thank Lonnie Carr for enlightening me. A young lady I grew up with then died. She's 50, was 52. 52 years old on the 20th of December. And then she died and was funeralized on Saturday. Somebody I grew up with. And when I got to notice, you know, I cried because our mothers worked together. We pretty much grew up. And her name is Kathy Kinsey. And wow, when we got to get it right. You know, you hear about people dying and friends and everything, but I tell you, when a friend dies, it really hits. And it hit, I got hit with a ton of bricks when I got the information on yesterday.
Oh.
Wow. And I'm trying to reach the family. I can't even get to them. And hopefully I can get to them this week.
Almost definitely.
Yeah, it's, you know, I had a lump in my throat pretty much all day once I found that out. But you know what? You know, I always think about we're this life called, this play called life, and we're all going to exit one day.
Mm-hmm.
When that bell rings, I can't answer it for you. You can't answer it for me. Those who are listening cannot answer it for us. We have to answer our own bell. And when we do our own bell, you know, our time is done. 100% of our life has been completed. And, you know, for our own selfish reasons, we always want people to live forever. But when they've done what they needed to do, and I always say that play called life, with God being the director, when he says exit, stage left, truly, we're going to be going stage left. So, again, I want to wish the Kinsey family the very best. Wow, I just get all tongue tied with that. But, you know, again,
did she have any children?
No children.
Okay.
No children. Mm. And very beautiful young lady. You know, I don't know all the particulars. The article that I read said that her family and loved ones were around her at the time of her death. So, you know, I'm not going to speculate, but at least this is something that may have been going on that I was not aware of, that they were around when she passed. And unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, mm-hmm. people that you grew up with, people that you, you know, I'm not talking just as adults, people you literally grew up with. And our families remain. I remember when we made trips to Florida A&M as high school students. And and we used to just laugh. We used to play like, you know, if some guy wanted to talk to her at a party, I'll come on and say, "Hey, baby, what's going on?" You know, and those kind of things as we, you know, as we were growing. And I just hate that. Hate that, hate that.
Mm.
Wow. But, again, so many people have come and gone during this time. And I'm trying to get a list for us, you know, prominent people, prominent, well, everybody's prominent, but we lost Cal Pete, for those who don't know. In the month of April, Calvin Pete was one of the first black African-Americans to be in the golf world. And, you know, it was so popular. I mean, you hear so much about Tiger Woods, but it was people like Calvin Pete that led the way for him to be there. And another gentleman, Charlie Stifford, same with the World Golf. And, wow, Moses Malone, for those who play basketball, along with Daryl Dawkins. I can remember Daryl Dawkins when he played in high school. And Daryl Dawkins and Moses Malone are the NBA, died this year. Julian Bond,
really?
One of the people who walked with Martin Luther King, a past board member and chair of the NAACP. Bobby Christina Brown passed away this year. Great comedian, Ronaldo Ray, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to see him on Friday yesterday on the show. And, great comedian. B.B. King passed this year. Ben Powers, you may not know the name, but he was Keith on Good Times. He passed this year. And Percy Sledge, soul balladeer, but a man loves a woman. He passed this year. Let's see, Anthony Mason, graduate of Tennessee State University, NBA legend, died of congestive heart failure. Jerome Kirsten. Now, you know, Glenn, I noticed a lot of guys that played in the NBA, these tall guys, died in fairly young, 48, 52, these guys are fairly young. You know, it's one thing to be tall, but the other thing is to make sure that you take care of yourself once you get out of the game. And then our Ernie Banks, who was in the Negro Leagues, he's from Dallas, Texas. He's called Mr. Cub. He passed this year. Andre Crouch, you know, sang a lot of his songs. Suffered a heart attack back early part of this year. And then Stuart Scott, who was on ESPN, he just got inducted to the National Association of Hall of Fame. He changed the way sports is delivered today. He got a lot of negative PR in the early going. He had such sayings as booyah, school is the other side of the pillar. It's called Riri and Pookie there. You know, he kept it real right there on the air. And, you know, I credit him to a lot of just connected cultures. And he did a great job with that. So that's just a few of people that have come and gone. And they've made a hell of an impact on the world.
Things throughout this week of the events and people that have lost in this past year, that comes up this week.
Okay. Yeah. So, bring the year to a close. Again, you know, you think about the good times of the holiday season, and you think about the times here where devastation has occurred. Don't forget that, let me add this. I know you have to go here. And if you appreciate it, happy holidays to you, and hope that your new year is everything that you want it to be. And even if it's not, you know what? We strive for greatness. And hey, your partner in crime is always here with you. So thank you this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right. And give my best to your family as well.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, don't forget that Dick Gregory is going to be at the Improv tonight at 7:30. Please invite your friends. He's going to wish everyone the very best. Only the way that Dick Gregory can. So if you get a chance, if you're here in the Dallas area, of course, Dick Gregory comes to our event. Excuse me. To our Don't Believe the Hype Bowl-a-thon every year. He's been one of the highlights of that event, and it's always good anytime that you can get Dick Gregory in a place and he can spread some knowledge. Cheryl, we're going to call you. Got a couple of family members from out of town, so I might need you. I might need you, and I hope you're in the holiday spirit. Again, Dick Gregory at the Improv in Arlington tonight. We have another caller, and we just want to know what maybe your New Year's resolutions, or just give us some of the things that maybe happened in 15, or what's your outlook on 16. Good morning, Lonnie, and happy holidays.
Good morning.
Yeah. First of all, I want to tell you, thank you so much. You dropped a bombshell on me yesterday. But I thank you. That's what friends do. They make sure that you are informed of things that happen. And I am just floored over that. Because, you know, you have friends you've gathered along our journey. But this has been a friend that I've known as long as I've known myself. And how close our mothers were, being the few black RNs in Tampa at one particular time. And they all graduated from FAMU. I can attest to being, it probably led to me doing what I'm doing because of what they've done in the past. But we're trying to get in touch with the family and give them our condolences because, you know, again, somebody our age, it stinks. It really stinks. But other than that, what was
that? For me as well, you know, I one of the reasons, you know, of course, you know, intentional, I try to pick it up on a regular, and sometimes it's the only way to really know what's going on sometimes. I flipped the page and saw the article. I was floored just like you. Yeah. But, you know, like you said, it's without warning, so, you know, when it hits you like that, don't know the circumstances, but like you said, the family was there with it, so, you know, like, you know, presume that there was, you know, whatever it was, they had a chance to get the family together.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's why we should just be grateful every day for what we have because, again, you never know the time, nor the hour. And just reflecting a little bit on Kathy.
Right.
One of the sweetest people you ever wanted to be. You know, she, you know how people say turn the other cheek? She was always one that, calm down, Andrew, it's going to be all right. You know, she would say things like that. And, you know, don't worry about it. Go straight down. She was always the one that, if you're saying it's raining outside, you know, make the comment of, but that's God watering flowers so his flowers can grow or something. You know, she can make, I didn't say they can make lemonade out of lemons. And that's the type of that she was. And, you know, time and time again, man, I just, but it goes to show, Lonnie, that we all, you know, life is not, we don't know how long. And I need to adhere to that. Even though some problems have gone on with friends and family, I think we all need to reach out. And,
but yeah, because you don't know how much time you have, and or it may not necessarily be you, could be the other person. And
right.
Sometimes there's a lot of things that will drive wedges or a distance between people who have otherwise been close, you know, and have really cared about each other. And when you look at the big picture, most of the time it's really insignificant.
Right.
You know, try not to, you know, and as we get older, we recognize a lot of these things, but oftentimes it's hard to say, for younger family members to see it. You know, you think back to, you know, a couple of decades ago, hard was to be a lot of things, but, you know, like the old folks just tell us, just keep living for
yeah, oh, absolutely.
It becomes more and more clear to you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, sometimes it's diseases, natural disasters, and I'll repeat again, a lot of lives were lost in this area yesterday with the tornadoes. And fortunately, we just got the high winds and the rain, but it bypassed us. It was coming towards us, and the ship pushed it more eastward. And 11 lives were lost. Over 600 structures were damaged in the northeast corner of Dallas County. And I'm in the, I guess would be the northwest county of Dallas County, but actually the next county up. So I'm on the west side and pushed to the east side. And it could have easily pushed this way like it did some 5 years ago. We had a tornado. We were right in the middle of it. Well, my neighbor's privacy fence came in my yard.
Wow.
And then my privacy fence was destroyed. Lost a lot of tile and had some leaks in the house. All of that. So what I want to say to everyone listening, you never know. Even down in Florida, after hurricanes happen, there's a chance for tornadoes. But go through drills with your family so that if these tornadoes hit, you'll know exactly where everything. That is the key. You know, you have to always be ready. Luckily, that one that came by 5 years ago, we were all in the laundry room. And I tell you, when they say it sounded like a train, it got still. I mean, still and very quiet. And all of a sudden, I mean, man, it came on and went through right in path. And luckily, it wasn't strong enough to do any major structure damage. Of course, the roof is major, but as far as dismantle the house or anything, not my basketball goal over. And the apartments, maybe about a mile away, was in path, and all the aluminum or whatever tin they used for their garages, parking garages, all were destroyed. So, we were very fortunate for that one, and I want to wish those families, again, the very best. Even though, you know, sweet, bittersweet, you know, probably had a great Christmas and everything, but this has put a damper. I'm going to pray for those families as well. So, Lonnie, what is...
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. West what now?
Are you still here?
Okay, yeah, I lost it. I got to back again now. But I heard you say what? That's all I heard.
What are some New Year's resolutions for 2016?
You know, I try to stay away from resolutions. From a few years ago, you know, I just try to make each year a better year than the year before. That's generally what I resolve to do, and that's like in all aspects. I try not to have any personal resolutions, but just to make the new year a better year than the year I'm coming out of. You know,
we have a little. Okay, you're real choppy, but what I can take is that some of the things that you want to do is just make, I say with anybody, I echo with you, is that if we made mistakes in 2015, try to correct those mistakes by not making them for the upcoming year. I know things happen, but the thing is that the things that you've done in the past, when you encounter them in the future, you know how to handle them, and hopefully, you know, we'll all make wise decisions.
Like I said, just try to make it a better year than the previous year. Like I said, in every aspect, you know, personally, professionally, in relationships, you know, with the people you love and care about. Because, you know, as we get older, then you do tend to have a greater appreciation for things that you may have taken for granted. And like I said, the classic example is you see people who you grew up with are no longer here for whatever reason. It really does make you reflect on how precious life is. You know, what's the old saying? Youth is wasted on the young.
Right.
Yeah, as you get older, you really do have an appreciation for life.
Oh, absolutely. But then, you know, that's you know, and I wish all my friends the very best. You know, some people get very very selfish in what they want. You know, yeah, I want $1 million, but you know what? My friendship has more value than $1 million to me. You know, just being complete, having good friends, people you can count on. Because I've had money, not tons of money, but you know what? That don't make you happy either. Because you can pay some bills, but you know, it's either that you're broke or got money. Not often you be in the in-between, but people who have money, they're not the happiest. They can buy everything they want. But once you got everything you need, what else? I mean, all you got left is more, but it's only so much that you can buy. And if you try to buy everything, then you have nothing else to work for or strive for. So, you know, the ups and downs on each end are things that we look at. But, again, 2015, you know, the books are going to be closed here shortly. And, you know, we'll bring in a new year. I think of all the good times, the bad times in the past. And, you know, it's kind of bittersweet this time of year. I tell you, Lonnie, each year is going by so fast, we're getting closer to retirement.
Right.
And when we started this journey, we never thought about retirement.
No, couldn't see it.
We just wanted to work and have fun and go on trips and, you know, hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
But
and we did.
You know, and now, you know, it's on our kids. We're looking at things. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, looking at the 2015, I want to congratulate Serena Williams for her great task. She almost pulled off the calendar grand slam. Hopefully she'll be able to do it. Of course, some of the naysayers hoping that she would lose several, but she proved them wrong. Hopefully she can get back to that winning form. And Lonnie, even in that situation, they're trying to figure out how can this older black woman continue to play at that level
at that level. Yeah.
Right, because usually sports, when you think about tennis, some of the hottest tennis players are the 16 to 20 year old.
Mm-hmm.
So here she's in her 30s, and you know, we sustain things longer. I'm sure they want to get her DNA to try to see what's going on. But so many things, top stories with her. We talked about some of the killings around the country. We talked about the Prairie View incident that still breaks my heart with a young lady. All her, the people at the jail got off. And it's just, I cannot believe it, how someone can die in jail. And nobody knows. You walk in healthy, and you lose a life. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, things that happen in, what is it, other things that happen in Georgia. You know, and I'm still waiting to hear more about the case where the young man was found in the wrestling room. We have not heard anything about
that. Oh, yeah, with the mat, rolled up in the mat.
Yeah, in the school, you know, you see the young man walking in on surveillance, and that's it. So whoever walked in behind him, they got the tape to protect them. But I am just still floored over the Sandra Bland incident down in Texas here, down in Prairie. You know, again, I advise you all to, you know, go to YouTube, kind of look at it. It's going to get you pissed off. But the thing is, how somebody can start at that point, get arrested, and then die in the jail, a healthy woman.
Right.
And then right here, not far from me, in McKinney, Texas, you had a cop that took a little young lady down and put her on the ground. Look at that video and get your own impression from it. You know, Cheryl and I have talked about it time and time again. While, you know, some of these kids, you know, we always quick to judge cops, but we need to teach our kids to respect authority. And as with this situation, when they tell you to move, go ahead and move. Don't, you know, live to talk about it.
Yeah.
Some of our kids want to resist it. And this is my thing I want to say now. You know, tase a brother sometimes. Use a stun gun. I'd rather for him to be stunned and able to talk than to so they can't talk about it at all. So those are the things that we're looking for. As we approach down to the last 10 minutes, we got another caller. Hold on. Good morning, caller. Happy holidays. Got about 12 minutes left. Any New Year's resolutions that you may have?
Just like your other caller, I am not one for resoluting anything. It's a day-by-day situation because regardless of what we try to forecast, it's still hard to forecast what's going to happen tomorrow. So therefore, I just live it day by day and just hope that tomorrow is better than today.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's our caller from Atlanta, Georgia. I think you recognize the voice.
Well, I'm actually in Macon, Georgia today. Came to spend the holidays with my mother-in-law, and a tornado touched down here as well. We were not damaged by the tornado. However, we were flooded because the Okmulgee has overrun its bank. There's a park that's right across from the Okmulgee River that is completely submerged. And everyone in this area, we spent Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day after, clearing out water.
Wow.
And it's just,
wow.
But we're just thankful that we had no loss of life. And, you know, what's a little a little water amongst friends and family.
Right.
So we're just glad that we were here, you know, because she is a senior, a super senior, as she calls herself. So we're just glad we were here to help out.
And, you know, Marcia, the things, too, that, you know, we talked about a little bit before you got on the air, again, it's a bittersweet. You know, we think about the happiness, the, if you got little kids, grandkids, whatever the case may be, you know, a lot of people get caught up in the commercial side of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And, get, you know, with Walmart, I tell you, they got a commercial on every channel. And they know what they're doing from an advertising standpoint to get you in there, whether it's JCPenney, all these other stores. So, you know, we forget the reason for the season, the time to fellowship, reflect, and things of that nature. Of course, the bad weather here, lives being lost, and there may be some lives, and we honestly and truly pray for those families that were devastated, and your family as well during this the last couple of days. Again, something is going on, and we all need to get straight with ourselves and whoever you serve. We need to get straight
with
that.
That is 100% correct.
75 degrees in Dallas, Texas for Christmas Day. That's odd. And now, potential snow today. That's odd, too. So, we getting some crazy weather, getting floods all over everywhere. Again, my heart goes out to those families. I'm glad you all have no casualties. Again, still, the Lord found a way to get you all together. And
yes, he did.
It's no valuable or any more valuable than family spending time together. And I truly understand that.
Hey, Marcia.
Hi, Lonnie. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Well, I tell you, my friend, something else. And I know Cheryl listening on the other end, too. And thank you, Cheryl, for the opportunity. We will get this thing going. And, you know, I got some giggly friends. And, you know, we, and I thank them because they make me feel like I'm a real comedian at times. But,
which you are at times.
Oh, yeah, boy. So I am grateful. But, Cheryl, we're going to bring you in for just a second or two as we got 8 minutes and I'll close it down in five. But, you know, you made it all possible. And I thank you for a beautiful 2015 and I hope 2016 is just as nice and fabulous as it was and more opportunities to bring you into Andrew World. So happy holidays to you. You have anything as our last show of the year?
Wow, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Andrew, the comedian. So I'm not the only one who thinks so.
Yeah. Look, I need to be on program with Dick Gregory tonight so I got some material ready. Of course, I'm not as seasoned as Dick Gregory, but I think I can make people laugh a little bit.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, he probably does have some material ready.
Always.
Well, come on out. Because he will be there, and we're looking forward to a good time. I went last night, and two shows, and he was on it the entire 4+ hours.
Wow. Did he have any undercards? Any people opening up for him?
Yes, actually, I don't know if you remember, Junebug used to work at K104 at the radio station, and there was Black Ron, and Black Ron was the host, and Junebug opened up for him, and he talked about a lot of things. He had a good time talking about Ben Carson, and talking about women.
Well, you know what? It even some things, and the comedians get a little bit more tactful, but you know what, Cheryl, in that arena of comedy, it's a matter of making people laugh, making them forget some of the heartaches that they may have. Some people may be a little thin-skinned at times, but as a comedian, I would always give a disclaimer. You know, I apologize if I offend anybody, but if you offend it, I don't give a damn, no way. All right, you know, anything you want to say. You know, but I'm sorry, it's Sunday morning, I'm not supposed to say that. But, you know, again, when you're in a comedy show, anything can go and just laughter. And I'm sure Dick Gregory really entertained everyone. You know, you're talking about a civil rights person, You're talking about a comedian. You're talking about people that, a young man that struggled through the business of showbiz on the Johnny Carson show. If you ever get a chance, look at TV One. They did an excellent documentary of Dick Gregory. And I feel so honored that I went to school with his daughter, Missy, and got a chance to meet him, you know, not being Dick Gregory, the icon, but seeing Dick Gregory, the father. And I cherish those moments very much.
Well, I tell you, he didn't apologize for anything last night.
And I'm sure, you know, all the way. Go ahead.
He didn't apologize for anything, and he shared. The thing about him is you can go there, you can go to hear some comedians and all you're going to do is laugh, but he made you stop and think. And he talks about everything from footage of two people buying the gun that was used to assassinate Dr. King. Oh, he just, you know, he left you with, you know, some people, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, I have to say to women, sometimes we need to gauge our men and let them have a good time also, because I saw some women that were clearly uncomfortable when he'd say words, you know, referring to our genitalia or something like that. And you could see their husbands or their partners holding back because of how they were acting.
Right.
And some of them were acting really stiff and it was, you know, clearly you could see the ones who were having a good time and who were holding back. But I had a good time, and he's going to be raw. And if you can get past and you can understand what he's saying, you can get some real knowledge from the man.
Right. And you know, Dick Gregory always said that, you know, make you laugh, make you cry, make you think. I think about Arsenio's role as, like you said, make you go, And Dick Gregory's always been very thought-provoking in his approach. And I always, any opportunity I get to talk with him or see him, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store, because he's always giving you a different spin to make you think differently. And, you know, he's talking about the two guns with King. He's been on boards with the assassination of JFK, just to name a few. And, you know, I think about Walter. I met a guy from Cool in the Game, Cheryl. He wrote all their songs. They're right here in Dallas. And we need to make sure that we get in touch with him, because there's a lot of knowledge as well right here in Dallas, Texas. So as we approach the end, Cheryl, I'm going to have to play like you for a minute. I got 3 minutes. I'm going to give you one, and then I'll take the last two.
Okay, well, I was going to play Please Come Home for Christmas, but I tell you what, I'll just say this has been a banner year for a lot of people. This next year is going to be really exciting, because the lines are going to be drawn on how people act and react to things, and who's going to sit on the fence, who's going to take care of business, and who's not. And this was a banner year for Dick Gregory, who received the Hollywood Walk, the Walk of Fame, the star on the Walk of Fame, and then he was featured in TV One in that documentary, Unsung. And he was also honored in Selma at the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. And he appeared on Arsenio Hall's show before it was canceled. And he also, and Bill Cosby was on the show and also gave Dick Gregory the credit for making it possible for people like him and other comedians to work while Dick Gregory was out there on the front lines with Dr. King and other folks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And to all of you, as we wind this down, we got about 2 minutes left on this show. And I want to say to each of you that are on the line and those who have been on the line, those who are in my life, I thank you for being who you are. Because if I've brought laughter to your life and joy, you have brought that and even more to my life. And I may not have expressed it or stated it, but I love you. I love you. Always love you. And just know that, because without you, there would be no me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I care about my friends. I care about my family. And if you hear me cracking, I don't care. All right, it's heartfelt. And I want you to. As we close the door on 2015, hopefully the things that we encounter in 2016 will be better and brighter and learn from the past so that we can do what we need to do in the future. And to all the families,
okay, Andrew, it appears you're breaking up.
Okay, when we try to bring in 2017, there's a chance that we may not be here with you. And, you know, we live life to the fullest, live it like it's 1999, and we'll go with that. So on behalf of the iMessenger Enterprises with Cheryl Smith, definitely pen on fire. She's hitting it. She's hot. iMessenger, the Garland Journal, Texas Metro News. We thank you. Happy holidays. Hope you have a great new year. I'm out of here. Peace.
God bless y'all. All right.